Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Steph. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Well, what's good is you right now. We're always honored to talk to you, so it is just a blessing and a pleasure this morning. You have a new album coming out, Strength of a Woman, correct?
Yes, out right now.
Right now.
Right now. So you, I'm a long time go back fan. So let's get right to it. You're popping everywhere right now. Social media is all Mary-fied right now. You're on everybody's interviews and everything. And they're talking about the music. They're talking about what's going on in your personal life. They're talking about your lineage.
They're talking about you, Mary.
They're talking, Mary. So I got a question for you. I want to know what today Mary J. Blige would say to Mary J. Blige, who was singing behind Father MC.
Woo!
I mean, if you could meet yourself on the street, what would you actually say to her?
Don't be afraid to be who you are, because people are going to love who you are. And there's a, don't be afraid to be who you are and believe in yourself more than everybody else does.
Is that where Mary is now? You found that self-love that is the most highest love?
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to walk in it. And every single day process, but I'm doing it. And I have to continue to remind myself to love myself and look at myself and accept everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever it is of me, and love it.
Yes,
well,
indeed.
Mary, you know we love you. You know I love you, Mary. I knuckle up for you, girl, every time. Mary, this
Thank
is so
you,
dope sir. For me, because I started listening to you when I was attending Howard University. And I must say that for some reason, everybody loves Heartbreak Mary more than Happy Mary musically. Why do you think that is?
When I heard, I'm not afraid to express myself and get free from the pain. Like, it's therapeutic for me, too, to write these songs and to sing it, because I have to get free from it. I think I was given this avenue and this gift to be a singer, to be able to to express myself, not just to, have some fans and things like that, but it was just, it's like to be able to free myself from things. And that's why people like Heartbreak Mary, because when I'm mad, I'm mad. And when I'm sad, I'm sad. And there's no gray.
I hear you,
we
Mary.
We love the whole gamut, Mary.
Now that in your personal, Mary, I'm in the middle of my marriage, right? I've been married for 8 years, and it is hard. It is so, so hard. And seeing what you're going through right now, can you do me a favor? Can you talk to the men for a second about what it really takes from a woman's perspective to be the husband that they supposed to be?
Well, you just have to, after we give you our lives and you say we're the only woman, we have to be queen. But meaning like we got to be the only queen. You can't have 10 queens. I mean, you know, whatever you do, because people, men always doing something. Respect your woman. Respect your queen. Hold her down. That's it. That's all she asks. And she's asking you to be faithful, but she's asking you to respect her if you can't. Be queen. Respect your queen. That's it. And don't get so familiar with her. Like, oh, she don't, you know, don't just shoo her away. Always be interested in her. because he's always interested in you.
I sound like taking it for granted a little bit. Do you express a lot of that sentiment in this new album, Strength of a Woman? Because you're about the strongest R&B singer I know, man.
Real talk.
Yeah, I do. I express a lot. But I'm mostly venting because I'm having some angry moments where I'm angry and I want to stick my middle finger up at everybody. Mm-hmm. Not everybody, but everybody in this situation. But I'm also saying, you know, I'm indestructible, meaning like I will not be destroyed by this. I will not let this kill me, you know. And there's a good balance on this album.
I have to tell you.
I can't wait to hear it, man. Download it right now, Merc.
We on it. We telling everybody in the DMV to download that thing right this second, Mary. I have to let you know that personally, I put you up there right next to Aretha, Ella, Shaka, you name it. I put me personally watching you from Father MC to I remember the night I saw you on Jay Leno. So I put you in that vein, and I think this is just the next level of who you are. So thank you so much for taking some time out to speak with us for a sec.
You know, real quick, Mary,
thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I just wanted to hear your opinion because Joe was talking about those iconic singers. And my generation, you're Aretha for us.
Right.
So who do you see that would be able to carry on the torch?
Yeah, good question.
Who's the next?
Right now, honestly, I don't see anyone.
Woo! I can
tell. There's a lot of great. No. Don't say it. Don't.
Because that's what I said. That's the same thing I said.
But there's a lot of great talent, but I don't see that, though, yet.
No.
That's what I was trying to tell them, Merv.
Disposable R&B, Mary. You're our R&B. Aretha, all of those. That's timeless. Anita, those timeless.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
I was trying to tell them yesterday, Murray, that it ain't nobody. But they was like, yes, it is. Watch, ask Murray. She going to tell you what I said. It ain't her. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Mary J.
Mary,
Blige.
You know how much I love you, Mary.
The album is Strip of a Woman. It's in stores right now. Go pick that up. Mary J. Blige, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, guys.
Just for being
you. Thank you so much.
You too, welcome. And I'm about to go call my wife and act like I'm a boyfriend right now.
Strength of a Woman. It is out right now. Mary J. Blige, DMV. Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.